At LV, our car insurance comes from the heart. That's why we've just launched our new multi-car cover. One policy and one renewal date means it's one simple way for you to save on your family's cars. So just imagine how much you can save by insuring two, three, or even more cars with us. To get your exclusive multi-car discount from the Which? Insurance Provider of the Year 2017, go direct to lv.com. T's and C's apply.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen. Worldwide. Podcasting since 2005. You're listening to Gamertag Radio. Back on the scene. With your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Here we go. I'm Jordan Hirsch, project director for Infinity Ward on Call of Duty Infinite Warfare.
All right. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. Earlier today, we got a chance to play the multiplayer for Infinite Warfare, and it was a blast.
Awesome.
It was a blast. Now, I don't want to say I was pleasantly surprised, but I was pleasantly surprised in a way of, you know, obviously Call of Duty and the multiplayer has been around since 2007 in this current form. And you guys have obviously been iterating on it since then. But we jumped into one of the new modes and, you know, we went, created our classes, did all that. And I mean, it was a blast. We were just smiling the whole time while we were playing it. And I mean, even played some domination, things like that. And it was really great. So, you know, when we got the presentation earlier, you guys were talking about combat rigs. Can you kind of go into detail on that?
Yeah, so combat rigs are sort of an armor system that you as the player suit up in, and you pick one of three payloads and one of three traits for that rig. And the combat rigs are specifically designed for a play style. So if you're a heavy sniper, you're probably going to want to pick the Phantom rig. If you're a run-and-gun guy, I would probably pick the Synaptic or the FTL. And they have some really cool tools that really synergize with those play styles.
I know they said 50 combinations. Is that per character or just overall?
Overall.
Okay.
So there's six combat rigs with three traits and three payloads per rig.
Cool. Now, let's talk about the new modes. The one that we played was the defense one, right?
The Defender?
Defender. Yeah. That was a lot of fun. Let's talk about that, about the new game modes.
Okay, so Defender is essentially, I guess it's a high-tech keep away, right? Essentially, so there's a ball in the middle of the field, drone. You want to go get the drone and keep it for as long as you can. There's a timer on the drone, so it's going to reset after a set amount of time, and resetting will go back to the middle of the field. So you have to keep your eye on the timer. You have to communicate with your team to get the drone and keep the drone. Make sure your team's defending you. Make sure you're in a position, if you have the drone, where you can be defended. If the enemy team has the drone, you want to communicate and sort of spread out, figure out where the enemy carrier is, and then pin him in and take the drone.
What went into the decision to have the score streaks be persistent beyond death?
So that is a trait on the warfighter. Mm-hmm. So with the warfighter, we wanted players to be able to, like we've said a bunch of times, we want people to be able to play the way they want to play, right? So if you're the kind of player that wants to basically go out and not worry about getting killed, then that's a good trait for you. You can pick persistence. If you can rack up a lot of kills, you can still get some really cool score streaks. The cost is pretty significant. We bump the cost up on those score streaks to make it so players aren't easily racking up those score streaks.
And again, with Call of Duty and the multiplayer, you know, is obviously known for the weapons and the customization. Now you have the weapon crafting in Infinite Warfare. Can you get a little more detail on that?
Yeah, so the weapon crafting really came from, again, wanting players to be able to play the way they want, get really cool guns into players' hands. We wanted to give players more gun choices than ever before. Yeah. So that's how that crafting came about. So a player can essentially go through the weapons, pick the ones that they like. So if you're really into the ERAD or the NV4, you can look at the variants on that, pick the one you want, and craft it.
Now, what about the gun perks? Can you get into that a little bit?
Yeah, gun perks were a way for us to make unique weapons. without creating a huge power band within the weapon itself, without saying like, hey, this version of the NV4 does double damage or something like that, which would obviously be overpowered. It lets us take a perk and assign that perk to that weapon, and we can create more utility within the weapon without actually increasing its moment-to-moment lethality.
And what about team missions? What's that about?
So the mission teams is... Mission teams, it's a new meta on top of the player progression that creates sort of a longer goal and grind for players to rank up within that mission team and get cool rewards themed to the personality of that mission team. Mm-hmm. So some mission teams are just about sort of basic kills, you know, run out, get some kills, do your thing. Others are more specialized, like capture a flag, or hold a dom point for, you know, N seconds. Mm-hmm. So players can pick the mission team that suits their play style the most and rank up, and it gives players some bragging rights. Like, you know, if you're top rank in the Orion mission team, which is all about game modes, then when you join a dom match and you're all decked out in Orion stuff, people are going to know that you're really into game modes.
So what can you tell people about the lethal equipment and the tactical equipment?
We have a lot of new tools in Lethal and Tactical. There's a lot of cool stuff to do, and there's a lot of cool stuff to learn. So I think we balance the Lethal and Tacticals because we wanted to bring them back into the Pick 10 equation. We saw a trend where players would dump their Lethals and Tacticals and sometimes secondary just to, you know, bump up their primary weapon. So we've balanced the Lethals and Tacticals to be a game changer. They're generally pretty powerful, and we think players will be able to make some cool tactical decisions using them.
But I'm surprised that you guys revealed a lot of the maps during the event, because usually when there's like multiplayer events, they'll announce like maybe two or three, but you guys went all out and announced like everything.
We wanted to show players that we really have a lot of variety, just in the equipment and rigs and perks. And we wanted to show players we have a lot of variety, even our maps. Mm-hmm. We have some that are more like small, frenetic, fast paced, like Frontier, and then some larger ones and like the classic map that you guys played.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, can you talk about a little bit about the different maps? I know some of them, I think it was like Terminal. Is Terminal the largest, like the biggest map out of all of them they announced today, or I know there was a couple?
Terminal is, I'd say, a slightly large, medium-sized map.
Okay.
It's a remake of like the older Terminal map, mm-hmm. And we've repurposed it, created some pretty fun wall runs and advanced movement opportunities, a few additional flank routes, mm-hmm. But we've paid a lot of attention to make sure that the engagements that players are used to are still there.
And I know there was one that they mentioned. I can't remember the name exactly. Oh my God, I'm doing horrible right now. But there was one that they mentioned that it's like super fast paced, mm-hmm. Because it's a lot smaller compared mm-hmm. to the other ones. Which one is the name of that one?
That was probably Frontier.
Yeah, so that one I definitely got to run around with a shotgun, huh?
Yeah, shotgun or SMG is going to be your best bet. Although you can snipe in it. If you're a good sniper and you pay attention to where people are spawning, you can snipe down those long corridors.
Cool.
Now, we know the Call of Duty, the franchise, is huge in esports right now and really kind of leading the way on the first-person shooter side. So anything that you can talk about, any new tools, any new features that we're going to see with Infinite Warfare when it comes to esports?
So we brought in esports players and are focused on that. We brought them in a lot earlier in this development cycle than we have in the past. We're still developing the full esports feature set, so I can't really talk about that. But I can say that we're 100% devoted to it, and you're going to see some cool stuff.
Now, I always have to ask this when I talk about Call of Duty, because look, I'm terrible. I fully admit it. I'm not a great player at all, so I try to speak for other crappy players like me when I ask this. But I mean, what are you guys doing to get the casual gamer into Call of Duty? Because really, at its core, I mean, it, obviously, it's simple. You pick up a gun, you point, and you shoot. But at its highest level, it gets very competitive, and that can get very intimidating mm-hmm. to some people when they see it from the outside looking in. So anything that you guys are trying to do to, again, bring the casual gamer into Call of Duty? Obviously, we know it's the number one franchise out there, right. But anything to get that average gamer that to ease them into it so that they can be comfortable and keep playing and advance as they go along?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think one of the major things that we have going for us is we have three modes in the game, right? We have single player, zombies, and multiplayer. Single player and zombies are a really good sort of springboard into multiplayer, at least teaches you the basic game mechanics without the pressure of getting shot in the face, right? So I would recommend that someone plays those modes and then moves into multiplayer. This time around for multiplayer, we have pretty strong onboarding, which is our system for sort of exposing new players to the systems that are in the game. So if you're not familiar with rigs or pick 10 or, you know, all the Call of Duty game systems, we slowly expose new players to those. And hopefully the learning will be a little bit easier that way than just having everything unlocked like you guys played today.
Let's talk about a little bit about the campaign. Like what, I mean, I know you can't say much, but can you talk about a little bit about that too?
I actually don't know that much about campaign.
Ooh,
I'm okay. Pretty heads down on multiplayer.
Okay.
But we all play the campaign. We give each other feedback.
Okay.
Three teams work together and play each other's modes, and it's a lot of fun to play the mode that you're not working on.
All right, cool.
Well, then just final question, and we'll go ahead and wrap this up. Going back to weapons, because you know everyone loves weapons when it comes to Call of Duty. How big a variety are we looking at this time?
It's a big variety of weapons. If you're counting all of the craftable weapons, it's well over 100.
Okay, because I think that's the biggest thing. I mean, you guys are still promoting that the individual player, you're going to be able to customize your character, your weapons, the way that you want to fit your play style. And again, that kind of goes back to the combat. Why am I blanking on
the
that
combat
name?
Rigs.
The combat rigs,
right.
to allow more customization on that side, so to fit your play style.
Right. Yeah. That's the main reason we have such a huge variety of weapons, so the players can really just pick the perfect weapon for what they're doing.
Which one is your favorite? Personal favorite.
Right now, I'm loving the rare ERAD, which is the ERAD with increased stability.
Okay. And why is that?
So I use that in conjunction with the FTL rig. So I'll use the FTL rig with the FTL jump payload, which is a short distance teleport.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the trait, I use blanking on the name. For the trait, I use.
Yeah, don't worry about it. It's all good. It's all good. Anything else, Paris? Yeah. I mean, we had a blast, man. We had so much fun playing the multiplayer. Like, we were smiling the whole time.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun, man.
But that actually just brings me a final thing for me. So, anything new with the progression system?
Yeah. So, our progression system is changed a little bit. We have player rank, which is pretty typical. You'll unlock base weapons as you rank up. Perks, you know, the typical stuff. We also have weapon level. So as you use a weapon, you'll rank that weapon up, and that level carries across any of the craftable variants for it.
Mm.
And then we also have the mission team. So mission teams will rank up as you play and complete missions for that mission team.
This is cool that you guys added so many things in this that people are going to be playing this for a very, very long time. So it's good. I like that.
Yeah,
so.
We added a lot of content, and there's a lot of fun stuff to do.
Cool. Anything else? That's it? Well, thanks. Thanks for the interview, man. A lot
Thank
of fun.
All right. Cool. Thanks for coming out.